Daily Rest, Thursday, November 11th, 2021. This week's theme is Extraordinary Laypersons of the New Testament. After these things, Paul departed from Athens and went to Corinth. And he found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had commanded all the Jews to depart from Rome, and he came to them. So, because he was of the same trade, he stayed with them and worked, for by occupation they were tent makers. Acts chapter 18, verses 1 through 3. Aquila and Priscilla, helpers of the pastor. We all know that pastors and other called workers in our midst do not make a whole lot of money. Jesus teaches that those who wish to enter the public ministry need nothing but the clothes on their backs, while he also reminds churches that a worker is worthy of his pay. This arrangement has blessed countless pastors throughout the history of the church with more than enough sustenance to get by, even if the world considers it a paltry compensation. Oftentimes, it's not our monetary donations that provide your called workers with what they need, but how you use your station in life to help them. Priscilla and Aquila saw an opportunity to help Paul. They were tanners, so was Paul. So they helped Paul's ministry by providing him with work. How can you help your called workers in like manner? If you're good at finances, seek to help out with the church's bookkeeping. If you're good at organizing things, help with vacation Bible school, outreach programs, etc. If you have a knack for music, ask to help your pastor enhance the worship service with your God-given talents. Don't be afraid to lend the good things from your line of work to the good of the church. Priscilla and Aquila did that. Who would have known that a couple of tanners could be so crucial to the spread of the gospel? In the pursuit of spreading the gospel, all are united in one cause. So may we, when our work is done, together stand before thy throne, and joyful hearts and voices raise in one united song of praise, with all the bright celestial host, to Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. This daily devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org. Gethsemane Lutheran Church is a member congregation of the Church of the Lutheran Confession. For more information about our congregation, see our website, gethsemaneclc.org.